They are young and want to contribute to climate protection and energy cost savings within their companies. Therefore, they have participated in the Young Energy Europe project, which is financed by the European Climate Initiative. During a course organized by the Czech-German Chamber of Commerce and Industry, they learn how to use energy sources and other resources efficiently, how to detect hidden energy hogs, and how to reduce the carbon footprint of their companies. Among the so-called energy scouts is Jan Kuzdas of Agrostroj Pelhřimov. We will learn about his project in the next few minutes. Hello and welcome!
Dobrý den!
We are having this interview online because of pandemic measures. Mr. Kuzdas, could you please give us some details about the Agrostroj Pelhřimov company?
Agrostroj Pelhřimov je strojírenská firma.
Agrostroj Pelhřimov is an engineering company, which is a subcontractor of companies producing agricultural machinery, construction machinery, and in the automotive industry, equipment for trucks. The company is developing. Over the last 10 years, it has grown substantially thanks to massive investment.
And what is your position in the company? What specifically are you in charge of?
I am a power engineer in our company. I am in charge of natural gas piping and appliances, as well as electric energy mains and appliances. Also production of compressed air and its distribution, water, sewerage, and the interior environment of buildings.
You participated in the Young Energy Europe course in 2018. What convinced you to participate?
I try to search for projects or training events and conferences which allow me to continue my education as well as keep me up to date on the energy sector. When I received this offer, I became interested in the program and speakers. And the price? The first year was for free. It was a clear choice to say yes and register.
Please, could you now present the specific solution for energy and carbon footprint savings that you designed for your company during the course?
We focused on the recovery of waste heat from the production of compressed air. Our production technologies need compressed air, and we produce it in two compressor stations. Production of compressed air has very low energy efficiency. Only 30% of electric energy is transformed into compressed air. The rest of the energy is wasted, released in the form of heat. We do not lead it away from the compressor room into the air or atmosphere. We use it for heating water instead. We send it to the boiler room, where we can use heating water for heating halls or warming up warm surface water, for example.
What did your management say about your initiative to participate in the Young Energy Europe course and to look for possible energy and CO2 savings?
I showed a video to the company owner presenting the project that I made as part of the Young Energy Europe course. And the company owner asked me if we competed for whose project was the best. And I said, yes, we competed, and I came in second. And he answered, we are always number one, so next time you have to go and win first prize.
In addition to being awarded second prize, it should be mentioned that you managed to actually implement the proposal from the competition after the course. How long ago was it put into practice?
We have used this waste heat for about a year. It is an additional source of heat in the boiler room. We implemented this solution in the second compression station as well.
Is it also possible to directly use the waste heat in production?
Yes, definitely. We identified a technology that prepares parts for painting. It involves industrial washers in which we can use the heat.
What financial and carbon savings have resulted from the project in your company?
Annual savings are about 500,000 crowns, and calculated carbon savings amount to 127 tons of CO2 per year.
During the course, you had the opportunity to listen to the proposals of other participants. Did any of them inspire you to look for additional saving measures that could be introduced in the company?
Yes, for example, projects aimed at installing more energy-efficient lighting or lighting with regulation. We had known about such savings, but I had the opportunity to look at them from a different perspective. And then we implemented more energy-efficient lighting with regulation.
In the introduction, you said that Agrostroj Pelhřimov had expanded considerably thanks to large investment. Did this investment make it easier for you to adopt more energy efficient and more environmentally friendly measures?
Určitě, když probíhá rozvoj ještě toho areálu.
Absolutely. When a company complex is being developed, you can influence the energy system in a certain direction. When I joined the company 7 years ago, I drafted certain principles right at the beginning and then I tried to develop an energy concept. And that can be done well when a plant is being developed. For example, I am trying to centralize the sources of heat. When I started working here, there was already a vision that heat would be used in the future. Therefore, a compressor room was built next to the boiler room. I also wanted to have a central boiler room for halls and administrative buildings so that recovered heat could be further distributed and used, in particular outside the heating season.
Are there any other projects that you intend to implement?
In almost every quarter, we have a project reducing energy consumption. We want to retrofit our existing air conditioning system. We want to be able to better regulate the air conditioning equipment, which will certainly result in electric power savings.
Did you expect the Young Energy Europe course to show you new pathways in the efforts, or what were your expectations?
I expected that I would receive new information, learn about new trends, or go into more depth in areas in which I already had some information. And it happened. For example, I had not known the term circular economy and had not been aware of the recycling of some materials. That was very interesting. Also, trends in water saving and further use of gray water.
Water savings, that is a topic which has come into focus in recent years. Among the reasons are droughts. Is your company trying to respond to this issue proactively?
As far as water is concerned, we focused on sanitary facilities. To give you an example, we installed showers with a low flow rate, which still allow for comfortable showering. The reason is that up to 90% of employees in engineering use showers on a daily basis. We have top quality water-saving faucets installed on wash basins, which stop water automatically. In terms of water, it just occurred to me that we also have our own wells. We collect water underneath a hall to cool some of our equipment. We don't need to use a traditional industrial cooling system. We use industrial water, 2 water tanks, and 300 meter long water piping for cooling.
Do you plan on using rainwater in the growing company complex?
Yes, we have retention basins for rainwater. We tried to find such solutions for green areas that do not require watering, but we could not avoid it at the gatehouse, which is meant to be more representative. We irrigate those larger green areas with rainwater. It is quite a complicated issue. The problem is that irrigation systems have fine nozzles, and rainwater is usually contaminated with solid particles from leaves or dust. This needs to be addressed in the entire system, and we are now gaining experience with the solution.
How has the Young Energy Europe course changed your life? What else have you taken away?
The course increased my awareness of CO2 production. My interest in this issue continued, and I came to the conclusion that it is a real threat. I am proud to say that today I will travel home from work by train. I will save CO2, and that's great.
What message would you send to those that are now, while listening to our interview, considering participating in one of the upcoming years?
Určitě bych doporučil se přihlásit do kurzu.
I would definitely recommend they apply. I received lots of interesting information from the energy sector. I acquired presentation skills and I met some excellent speakers. I have to thank the Czech-German Chamber of Commerce and Industry. It was also very beneficial for me to meet colleagues from other companies. Overall, I spent my time efficiently.
Že to byl určitě efektivně strávený čas pro mě.
Says the successful participant of the 2018 Young Energy Europe course and the energy scout Jan Kuzdas of Agrostroj Pelhřimov, whose project received an award from an expert jury.